Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
100 yards of football. NCAA Week 7 preview. The game. The USC Trojans come in at 6-0, 4-0 in the Pac-12. Set to square off against the Utah Utes, coming in with a 4-2 overall record, 2-1 in the conference Saturday. Over at Rice-Eccles Stadium, kickoff is scheduled for an 8 p.m. Eastern time zone start on Fox. The Trojans, they performed well under new coach Lincoln Riley. They've defeated 5 of their first 6 opponents by 13 points or more behind the QB, Caleb Williams. Also, the Utes, they've been able to reel off 4 straight wins following a week 1 loss to Florida before falling 42-32 at UCLA in week 6. Vincent Turner has a solid analysis for you for this week's Week 7 NCAA game preview right here on 100 Yards of Football. Keep listening and keep rising.
Thank you, Mr. Mark Bass, for the great introduction. I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, as we break down USC versus Utah. I'm going to start with the Utah Utes first. The team under Cal Winningham came in with a lot of expectations to start the season, ranked number 7 in the country, but I had a heartbreaking loss to Florida to open the season. They were still in the mix of a college football playoff talk until last week in Pasadena, California. They got upset by UCLA as Dorian Thompson-Robinson went off and had 4 touchdowns passing almost 299 yards in the air. And their Utes defense gave up 203 yards on the ground. But their star defensive back, Clyde Phillips III, did have an 80-yard touchdown return for a touchdown in that game. Then you look offensively. Cam Raising played pretty well last week. He was 23 of 32 for over 200 yards, but he had 0 touchdowns, 1 interception. Tavon Thomas had 91 yards rushing. He had 1 touchdown. And Dalton Kincaid had 4 receptions for 67 yards. And Davon Ville, the outstanding wide receiver last week, had 87 yards. But the Utes were upset. So this is a key football game for them to keep their Pac-12 hopes up and hopefully represent the Pac-12. I don't know about really talking about being in the college football playoffs, but you can be on the outside, but you lose this game to USC, you're going to be quiet for the rest of the year. And think about this. Utah's playing in a home stadium, which is going to be loud. See, this game has been talked about since Lincoln Riley came over and became the head coach of USC. The Utes are going to be waiting. Now let's talk about the USC Trojans. To be honest, I'm down here in the South, and college football is really high in the SEC. You got everything going on with Deion Sanders making his thing in the SWAC with Jackson State. Georgia ranked number 1, Alabama ranked 3, Clemson number 4. But college football really is not good until California, yay, Hollywood is back on top. And the USC Trojans at another level. See, USC is football royalty in college football history. From Howard Jones to Frank Gifford to Mike Garrett to John McCain, the guy out of Galileo High School, 1967, the electrifying 64-yard touchdown run against UCLA on national television with Chris Schenkel calling the call. And I was 7 years old. And I followed the Trojans when I was a little boy up till I got into college. Richard Wood, San Fandino, Anthony Davis, Charles White, San Fandino, Marcus Allen, Ronnie Lott, Paul McDonald, Sam the Bam Cunningham, Bowen Park, Rod McNeil, Roy Foster, Matt Leinart, Carson Palmer, Troy Polamalu, Reggie Bush, excuse me, Keyshawn Johnson. SSC. The Trojans are back. That young man out of Lubbock, Texas, by way of Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, have y'all back. And Caleb Williams, outside, no other quarterback in the country, Heisman hopeful outside Hendon Hooker at Tennessee. He's been the second best player in the country. 1,590 yards, 14 touchdowns, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. in the house. Jordan Addison. He don't have Kenny Pickett this year, but he got Caleb Williams. He hasn't disappointed. 15 yards of reception, 6 touchdowns, 479 yards. And then my man Travis Dye. Last week against Washington State, 149 yards on 28 carries. He's averaging almost 6.3 yards a carry. A long line of Trojan running backs. Marcus Allen, who I just mentioned, Lincoln High School. Ricky Bell, the late, great Ricky Bell. Anthony Davis, San Fernando. Charles White, San Fernando. O.J. Simpson, San Francisco. Mike Garrett, Lindale White. Reggie Bush. Let's face it, baby. I'm down here in the South, and I saw some great football over my 62 years. But when USC is rolling, it's special. It's just like the Lakers. It's just like the Rams. It's just like John Wayne, Denzel Washington, the city of Compton, the city of Watts, California, Yaya, Dr. Dre, the Trojans are back, and they're going to roll on Saturday against Utah. I'm taking the Trojans 35, Utah 21. And I'm going to tell you this. I talked to somebody yesterday about a USC, and they said, come on, man. Lincoln Riley's not Nick Saban or Kirby Smart, but you know what? You better take heed and start watching the Trojans offensively and defensively, too. Their star defensive tackle, I'm going to say his initials because I don't want to beat up his name. TT had 5 tackles and 4 sacks last week against Washington State. TT, Samoan fineness. But I love the Trojans. Caleb Williams is special, man. Jordan Addison is special. USC, L.A., J.K. McKay, Pat Hayton, Junior Seau. I could keep going, the list is on and on. Rod Yeary, Mike Holmgren, Wayne Funk's assistant coach, Pete Carroll. They partying out there in Hollywood. They back. The Trojans. California, yay. Da 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 USC one more time, 35, Utah 21. If you like the video, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you to Mr. Mark Bass. Trojans, Hollywood, the city of Compton, the city of Watts, Hollywood, Marilyn Monroe, Bruce Willis, John Wayne, help me, Robert Redford, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Hollywood.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Finishing up strong here on 100 Yards of Football, another Week 7 NCAA game preview. A pair of ACC rivals meet up at the Doak as Clemson travels to Tallahassee to take on the conference rival, the Florida State Seminoles, coming in, the Tigers that is, 6-0 overall, 4-0 in the ACC. The Seminoles coming in with a record, 4-2 overall, 2-2 inside the ACC. Kickoff from Doak Campbell Stadium, 7:30 p.m. on ABC. That's Eastern Time Saturday night. The Seminoles come in banged up. Quarterback Jordan Travis still there, playing far better than many expected this season. Coach Mike Norvell used the transfer portal to a massive extent in the past two seasons, and the returns look to be paying off. DJ Uiagalelei for Clemson and Coach Dabo Swinney believed in him. The stellar play of Clemson's 51-45 double overtime victory against Wake Forest is showing up, and it's going to show up for them on Saturday. Can Florida State pull off the victory and upset, or will Clemson go down to Tallahassee? Let's go with Vincent Turner. He's going to tell us. You can look at it all. Clemson coming in number 5 in the AFCA coaches poll on Saturday. Vincent Turner, what do you say?
Thank you, Mr. Mark Bass. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. I'm loving coming into your living room today as we've had a long day of shooting. So Clemson and Florida State is our last game of the morning. And special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen. It's an honor to talk about Clemson and Florida State. I consider them history of the ACC. So many great players have played at both of them schools. Florida State with Bobby Butler leading the way back in the late 1970s. Then you got Deion Sanders, Jamie Dukes, Greg Allen, Ron Simmons. You think about Dr. Seminoles, Corey Fuller, Charlie Ward, just so many great players, and led by the legend coach Bobby Bowden that passed a couple of months ago, well, passed last year. Then you look at the Clemson Tigers. They're at another level right now with Dabo Swinney. Last year, y'all thought Dabo took a step back because Clemson went 10-3. But he showed y'all he's an Alabama guy. He's a guy that walked on at Alabama and was very instrumental on the special teams on that Sugar Bowl team that beat Miami, that had Warren Sapp, Ryan McNeil, Jesse Armstead. I'm not surprised he's doing his thing at Clemson. But let's talk about Florida State. Got off to a 4-0 start. But the last 2 weeks, they've had some very tough losses. Lost at home to Wake Forest 31-21. And last week against North Carolina State, dominated that football game up till the fourth quarter. Now, quarterback Jordan Travis has played pretty decent football this year. 1,400 yards passing, 9 touchdowns and 3 INTs. But last week against North Carolina State, I'm sorry, he made a critical interception on the game-winning drive that cost Florida State that game. And he really didn't play that well last week, 15 of 30 for 181. Crucial interception on the last drive. Now, big game for Florida State. You lose this one, you lose 3 in a row. And I hope the Romans don't come out of Tallahassee, because I love my boy, the head coach, Mike Norrell. He was at the University of Memphis and did a great job. He might be on the hot seat. He might be joining Brian Harsin down at Auburn, Mel Tucker at Michigan State, Carl Durrell at Colorado, Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. See, this college landscape, by them expanding to 12 teams, these schools are not going to be very patient with losing. Now let's talk about the Clemson Tigers. I have a lot of respect for this program. And one reason I have respect because of the head coach, Dabo Swinney. He's a guy that's going to recruit a certain type of player. As he said, you got to meet that culture. And last year, I was just amazed how the media pounded on Dabo and his football team. And they went 10-3. But the thing I love about Dabo is Mr. Mark Bass mentioned in the introduction. It's something about loyalty that we don't know about. He stuck with that boy from California, DJU, where everybody else was killing him in the Clemson media. But Clemson is ranked number 4 in the country and they 6-0 in DJU. It's the player that I knew when I saw him as a true freshman against Notre Dame when he replaced Trevor Lawrence and threw for over 400 yards. 1,462 yards on the season, 14 touchdowns, 2 INTs, 311 yards rushing, 74.5 QB rating, QBU. And then, see, I watched this college football real closely. And I looked a week before last against Wake Forest. Clemson got torched. Sam Hartman, he did his thing. He threw for 6 touchdowns. Clemson won that game in overtime, 51-45. But I heard people on the national level, where was Clemson defense? How they took a step back? What about Dabo? But you know what? They was on national television last Saturday night against Boston College. Held that Boston College offense 5-18 on first third downs. Allowed 34 yards rushing. They're only allowing 19 points a game. And it'd be lower than that if they didn't give up 45 against Wake Forest. But make no bones. When you look at the Clemson Tigers and you think defense, this defensive team right here got at least 7 players I see that's going to go in the NFL draft, maybe the first 2 rounds. But this is a Clemson culture and history. When you're talking about great defensive players, Jeff Davis, Jeff Bryant, Will Perry, Michael Dean Perry, Chester McLaughlin, Robert O'Neill, Laverne Kirkland, Preston Buckner, John Johnson, James Trapp, Brian Dawkins, Arlington Nunn, Dexter Davis, Terry Kennard, Jim Stuckey. Make no bones. Clemson is going to always be there because of the defensive history, and Dabo Swinney is back on the level. And they are a dangerous football team. So Clemson 31, Florida State 17 down in Tallahassee. They're going to make a statement. Dabo is coming back. And he's coming back with his defense playing well. KJ Henry, Miles Murphy, Brian Breezy, Tyler Davis, Barrett Carter, Swanee, Georgia, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., I know his father is Happy Hooks, Texas, Trenton Simpson, Xavier Thomas came back last week. And boy, y'all put it down hard on this young man who I saw playing high school at Westlake, Carolina Metro Area. Nate Wiggins had a tough game against Wake Forest, but he bounced back against Boston College. The Clemson Tigers are rolling into that football team. Trinity 3 at Clemson. Trinity 1 with Deshaun Watson. Trinity 2 with Trevor Lawrence. Trinity 3 with DJU.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Special thanks this morning to my man, Mr. Mark Bass. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis. My final words here, as we've been shooting all morning, stand up. If you're from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee, stand up, baby. Orange Mound, Whitehaven, Glenview,
Hamilton High School, Southside, Pine Hill, Prospect Avenue, 1248 Singletrees. Stand up! 901 Memphis, Tennessee. Stack Records, baby. David Porter also. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.